This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home concluding his official visit to Thailand and participating BIMSTEC summit. Ram Navami festival being observed today. Head of the state expresses best wishes on the occasion. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhani taken to Bhairava following his arrest in cooperative fraud case. Lamichhani to be presented before the court on Monday. And Israel admits mistakenly killing 15 aid workers after video leaked contradicted official version of events. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has returned home yesterday after completing an official visit to Thailand and attending the 6th BIMSTEC summit. In a press conference organized at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport upon his return, Prime Minister Oli said his visit and attendance in the summit were very successful and meaningful, claiming that the visit has taken the bilateral relations to a new height. The head of the government added that fruitful discussion was held with the Thai Prime Minister on forwarding regional and multisectoral cooperation and collaboration. Memorandum of understandings MOUs were signed between the two countries on the exchange of support in the cultural and tourism fronts. Prime Minister Oli further shared that he also invited the BIMSTEC member countries' heads for the participation in the first edition of Sagarmatha Sambad, going to be organized by Nepal in order to hold discussions on climate change and other regional international challenges. During the summit, Prime Minister Oli held meetings with his counterparts and leaders from the member nations, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Responding to media queries, Prime Minister Oli said the meeting with his Indian counterpart was very fruitful. On a different note, the head of the government assured of settling teachers' concerns by holding dialogue with them. The Ram Navami festival is being celebrated today by worshipping Lord Sri Ramchandra at various shrines across the country. Revered as the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu by Hindus, Sri Ramchandra is believed to have been born on the day of Chaitra Shukla Navami as the son of King Dasharatha and Queen Kaushalya Devi of Ayodhya in the Treta Yuga. On this occasion, Ram Leela, a drama, is performed in Janakpur, Nepal and Ayodhya of India. Today, men and women from Nepal and India flocked to the Ram Janaki Temple in Janakpur to celebrate a grand fair organized to mark the occasion. There is also a tradition of fasting, bathing in holy rivers, lakes and ponds, reciting the Ramayana and worshipping Lord Ram and singing hymns all night long. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podel has extended best wishes for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali sisters and brothers living at home and abroad on the occasion of Ram Navami festival. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has expressed his belief that the Ram Navami festival will help further strengthen the faith in the ideals, truth, religion and dignity of Lord Ram. Marking the occasion, the federal government has also announced a public holiday across the country today. President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhani, who was arrested in Kathmandu in a cooperative fraud case, was taken to Bhairava yesterday. Lamichhani, who was arrested from his residence in Budanilkonta on Friday, was taken into custody at the district police range in Kathmandu. SP Ranjit Singh Rathore of District Police Office Rupandehi said that Lamichhani will be sent to jail after the court opens on Monday. A division bench of Justices Ramesh Thakal and Swikriti Parajuli of the Butwal bench of the Tulsipur High Court on Friday overturned a decision by the Rupandehi District Court. The district court earlier had released Lamichhani on bail that has been alleged to have misappropriated funds of Supreme Savings and Cooperatives. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has assigned its Vice President D.P. Arial with the responsibility of acting president. Experts in the field of environment have urged the government to declare an environmental emergency in areas where the air quality index AQI has reached or exceeded unhealthy levels and to implement necessary response measures immediately. Issuing a joint press statement on Saturday, Nepal Forum of Environmental Journalists, NEFEJ, and experts urged to coordinate with local communities and security forces to contain hundreds of forest fires. It also asks to ban vehicles that emit excessive smoke in the valley, stop vehicles transporting loose dust into Kathmandu, and launch large-scale community-level street cleaning campaigns and close schools in the valley until air quality improves to protect children's health. For the past week, air pollution levels in Kathmandu Valley and several other parts of the country have reached a critical and hazardous state. Kathmandu Valley, due to its bowl-shaped topography, is among the most air pollution-prone cities in the world. The current pollution spike is primarily attributed to forest fires, outdated and poorly maintained vehicle emissions, emissions from construction sites, and lack of proper road cleaning and environmental management. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has underlined the need for reducing trade loss to China. In his address to the 25th Annual General Meeting of the Nepal Trans-Himalayan Commerce Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhandari viewed that Nepal could focus on the special products like medicinal herbs, handicrafts, agricultural items and ready-made clothes for export. The minister informed that slight flexibility was maintained in the foreign exchange policy to facilitate Nepali traders in China. Economists and stakeholders have emphasized the need for collaboration and coordination between the government and private sector for the development and expansion of the nation's economy. At the Economic Symposium organized in Kathmandu on Saturday, the speakers said the path to economic development can be ensured only through policy stability, development of skilled human resources, investment-friendly environment, and use of information technology. President of the Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, Chandra Prasad Thakal, proposed to the government for collaboration to produce skilled human resources in the country, adding that the production of skilled human resources was a pressing issue while reducing the brain drain of the youth. Thakal viewed that the private sector will have an enabling environment for investment if policy stability was maintained in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Israel's army has admitted its soldiers made mistakes over the killing of 15 emergency workers in southern Gaza on 23rd March, but says some of them were linked to Hamas. The convoy of Palestinian Red Crescent Society PRCS ambulances, a UN car and a fire truck from Gaza's civil defense came under fire near Rafah. Israel has admitted its earlier account claiming the vehicles approached without lights was inaccurate, attributing the report to the troops involved. Mobile phone footage filmed by one of the paramedics who was killed showed the vehicles were clearly marked and the paramedics were reflective high-visibility uniform. However, the IDF insists at least six of the medics were linked to Hamas, but has so far provided no evidence. It admits they were unarmed when the soldiers opened fire. The Red Crescent and many other international organizations are calling for an independent investigation. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the parts of country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi province. There are also chances of light rain and snowfall in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home concluding his official visit to Thailand and participating BIMSTEC summit. Ram Navami festival being observed today, head of the state expresses best wishes on the occasion. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhani taken to Bhairava following his arrest in cooperative fraud case. Lamichhani to be presented before the court on Monday. And Israel admits mistakenly killing 15 aid workers after video leaked contradicted official version of events. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.